Morning and welcome back to the podcast. We've been recording every day, podcast 7 days a week. Pretty proud of that, to be able to maintain that pace. I want to do something a little different today. I have another added bonus for you, and that is we have two podcasts today. This one, I thought, you know, I'm wanting to tell the story about the launch of the book tour, which I'm very excited to talk to you about. And it happened over a week ago now, and I haven't had a chance to tell the story because we've been so doggone busy with so many other things. Which is very exciting all the same. The response to the videos today, I think we finally come here with the final tweaking on the video. I feel like we've arrived. Hopefully when I play this back, the sound quality will be there. But the seat height, my position, you know, I think we were looking good over the past couple of weeks. But today I feel like we finally have it dialed in. But that's really neither here nor there because this is still a podcast. Still is, still will be, always will be, as far as I'm concerned. But now these days they're adding this little video element in, which is really fascinating on many levels. I'm glad to be able to pull it off. We've done a little bit of a makeover in the studio. We got all new equipment and double setup here. We can bring to you some different ideas and so forth. And we got the books in the background there, which is what I want to talk to you a little bit about today. My books. You know, I'm an author. And I'll tell you how this got started. It's a bit of an interesting story. And so I always say that, you know, I'm an observationalist. I don't know, left-handed, right brain, you know, creative thinker, believe it or not, not something you would think with a guy of my stature and so forth. But I am, I'm a creative person. And I don't necessarily say that I like writing, but I enjoy the craft of crafting a story, if you will. I enjoy the, the satisfaction of having the book done, the process of creating it. Nah, not so much. I like to think about it, the actual doing. It's not something I'm good. I'd rather talk and develop some ways to make the books easier around that whole thing. And maybe we'll talk about it a little bit, how I wrote this last book. I go in reverse order, Victory Over Chaos. Incredible book, The U.S. Marines Battle for Kafji. Tell the true story there. And really something I'm very proud of, the quality of the work, the story, the message, and, you know, what's being shared there. And it's a great book. I just launched the book tour Saturday, March 30th. We were at the VFW in Red Hill, Pennsylvania. Little town outside of Philadelphia. How far outside of Philadelphia? I don't know, hour or so, call it. Go up the turnpike there. It's not that far away, you know, but it's just off the beaten path a little bit. It's one of those sleepy little towns that has been since I've always known it. And pretty inexpensive to live there. A lot of people go rent there, a lot of first-time homeowners and things like that. And it's just a cool little town, just a cool little working class, blue collar town, if you will, and a great place to be, great people. And I was so excited to be able to launch the book tour there. And people say, you know, when you want a bigger venue, you know, down here where I'm at, closer to the city, some of these organizations, they have, you know, much bigger halls and so forth. And I said, nah, I didn't really want the desire to, you know, have 5,000 people show up or something like that. Not that that was going to happen anyway. How many were there? I don't know. I would estimate 50, 60 people in attendance all total. And I spoke for about 40 minutes. And it was just a really incredible opportunity for me as a veteran, as a speaker, as a broadcaster, and as a Marine to get up and tell that story in front of that crowd. And to have it received the way that it was. It was really an incredible moment. And my daughter was there as well. She got to hear the story. And that's something else. She was selling the books. We sold quite a few books that night. Signed them all. Some people wanted some things custom written in there and so forth. But we did. We went there and I spoke for about 40 minutes in front of that crowd. And for me, it was a good test. And I'll tell you why. Here was the thing. I had an important message that I wanted to share, but I wanted to deliver it purely from the heart. And it was a bit of a test for me as a speaker. I've done, you know, plenty of things, but it was really the first time that I had been, you know, a keynote, if you will, the main event, if you will. Just, and what that means in simple terms is to get up there and talk for 40 minutes and keep a crowd attentive for that amount of time. And I pulled it off. No notes, just spoke from the heart. Now, that doesn't mean that I didn't have a plan of what I was going to say, by the way, because I did. I had a plan, and I followed the plan. And when I went back and listened, you can listen to it, by the way, if you're interested. Just go to projectchaos.org. The video is there on the homepage if you want to watch it. And the podcast player is right on the homepage at projectchaos.org. If you're a veteran or you support veterans, I'll tell you, I think you'd be motivated by what I had to say there. The response was incredible. The replay, the people that are emailing me, and the impact that the story had, just really, really something, I'll tell you. Something for me to be proud of. The gift of the oration as well as the message itself. I hope you check it out at projectchaos.org. But it was just to be able to deliver that pro-America message. You know, one of the things I said is we need to remind the next generation why it is that we fight in the first place. Why is that? We need to talk about that. Because I think it's become like a dirty word or something. One of the fascinating things that's happened along this journey you've heard me talking about is I'm realizing the impact of what Vietnam did to this country. I had no idea. And I realized that the political argument, I think, was won by the left simply because none of them died during the war, right? It was all the military. How much did World War II purge good testosterone-laden men, and then Vietnam? And then we wonder why we've got such a transgender problem now. Maybe it's just a numbers game there. You kill off enough of your top fighting males, and sooner or later you're going to be left with a bunch of girly men. Might take a couple generations. I don't know. I'm just theorizing, of course. Not really why I brought it all up. I told the story of the book before how it came out. I'll tell you very briefly. I was down in South Carolina at a reunion, and this subject came up with the story of Kafji. We were talking about it at the banquet dinner, and a brother of mine who drove down there with me, my brother Michael, who's on the radio show with me, he said, "You got to write that down." And I did. And let me just tell you this story a second. I know there's a lot of veterans that want to write books. I talk to people all the time that want to write books. And I've written 20 at this point in my files. I've published 4 of them. And really looking for ways to get these other works out there. And I think you may be seeing that coming in the future. We'll see what happens. But this time around, I use this technique on writing a book fast. Now, if you do some research on how to write a book fast, here's what you're generally going to find, I believe. It's been a while since I looked. But here's what's out there. They'll tell you to sit down with a recorder, your phone. Just sit down. You don't need to buy anything special. Just click record and just start talking and tell your story and then send that out and have it transcribed. Now, these days, you don't even need to do that. You need to send it out to have it transcribed, right? Your little phony thing, you'll do it right there for you. You just talk it in there and spit it out and then send it to an editor. And in about a week, you'll have your published book. That's what they would have you believe. Now, I've seen some works that were, you know, completed in a very short period of time. Butch Erskine, my brother from Hope for Survival, he wrote that book in a weekend. Fantastic, really. Great quality work. The, I forget his name off the real estate guy, Grant Cardone, he's got a story, wrote a book in a weekend or something like that. And pretty good work. A little bit sloppy, I think, in some of the grammar and so on, but that doesn't really bother me so much. Some people are bothered by that big time. I think Butch Erskine's work was a lot better. You know, the reader doesn't care how quickly you did it, and it's not a race. And I didn't have any desire to write the book in a weekend. But to me, personally, things are a lot more enjoyable when you see some regular, steady, daily progress. I mean, my buddy Joe Tyson, we interviewed on Monday, a 600-page book he wrote over 2 years. I think that is a special piece of work right there, right? No doubt. Anyway, I didn't have any desire to do all that. My book is like 120 pages. I was joking with them at the book signing. It's I'm a little embarrassed. It's like my book is like a chapter out of your book. You know, he said, no. But anyway, what I did is, if you sit down and try to just dictate a book, good luck. I mean, just do it. Sit down and dictate a page, a little story of something, and then put that in your word processor and see how much work it takes to clean it up. It's worse than typing it, I think. I don't know. I'm sure you could send it out to people to have them clean it up and this and that, but good luck with all that. It's just not that easy. What I did, I made an outline. I just made bullet points. Here's the point. I didn't even put in any order. Here's the points I want to make, right? Water into wine, the quarry story, the raid missions up on the border, Kafji, of course, maybe the swim story, maybe the rifle range story, maybe the camel story. I just made all this list. Camel story never made it into the book. And I'll tell you the camel story real quick. Not something I'm proud of. I think the camel ended up dying ultimately a fairly heinous death. And we, the Marines, have been accused of this act of vicious atrocity against the poor defenseless animal. And one thing you learn in talking to combat veterans is that the animals and the wildlife are a bit of a problem while you're there occasionally. All that to say the camel started the trouble. We didn't start the trouble with the camel. The camel came around, unbeknownst to us, looking for trouble. We thought it was thirsty. We're giving it water. It starts spitting on us. Oh, yeah. And you say, oh, it doesn't give you the right to kill the camel. It didn't end there. I don't know where the trouble started. It wasn't with us. I wasn't involved in it directly. But the point being, it wasn't a very nice camel. And there's an indication, too, how these stories get twisted. And probably partly due to our own fault, because we were kind of bragging about it. You come back and go, yeah, you're going to believe this camel. And people are like, you did what? Oh, you don't understand the context of the story. Oh, yes, I do. People get pretty judgmental about that kind of thing. Anyway, the camel story I left out of the book for various reasons. It wasn't my story to tell anyway. Like I said, I wasn't involved in it. Anyway, I made all these bullet points, and then I put them in order. Kind of came up with chapters, if you will, so to speak, chapters and sections of the book. And then I sat down, I opened that. I found the best tool to use for me with my setup here was Google Docs. And the reason I like Google Docs is that it has a really nice framework where you can list the chapters and automatically hyperlink to it anytime you put a heading in. I don't know if this is making any sense, but if you're trying to write a book and you're going back and forth between chapters, I found it to be really, really wildly beneficial. That was number one. Number two, like I said, I like to talk. I wanted to dictate. I had this microphone using a Windows operating system, which I wish I wasn't, but that's another story too. And I opened it up and I dictated the story paragraph by paragraph. And then I took that and I put it into AI to clean it up. And with the help of AI, I produced the first rough draft in 2 weeks flat. I have it all recorded and I kept a log of how many words and so forth. Now, from there, I didn't publish it right away. I had a couple of people close to me looking over this thing. And my son said, make it longer. And I did. I made it about a third longer then. I think it was about a third, something like that. I don't know. Whatever it was substantially longer. And so that time was added in. So I can't say that I necessarily completed it in 2 weeks flat. But I did. I had a rough draft basically in 2 weeks using that method. And I'm hoping to write a book about that. Like I said, I don't know if it'd be a book or just kind of a training thing, but to be able to share with people, hey, here's how you can write and self-publish your own book. And it really isn't that hard at all. And I'll tell you, you know, looking back, when I got done and I held that, you know, printed it out and I held that manuscript and I read through it, it was very moving to me. It really was. My brother Dave, who was there with me, he was one of the three people that I had review it. Three people I had review it: my son, who knows me, my brother Michael, who told me to write the book, and my brother Dave, who was there with me. And Dave actually came on the radio show then, and he gave a really incredible review of this thing. I was really appreciative of it. And get a load of this. So we do the book launch in Red Hill, Pennsylvania. And my buddy Dave, he's from Iowa. Well, don't you know, he surprises me and comes walking into the book event, the book signing event. And a surprise it really was indeed to have one of my brothers there from Alpha Battery for that book signing. It was crazy amazing to me. He had, believe it or not, he's from Iowa. Like I said, his whole family was there. It was him, his wife, and his daughter, and her boyfriend. Great kids, man. I talk about, reigniting your passion for this country. There's some good young people out there, that's for sure. Great, great people. Hardworking, just great all around. Well, anyway, they're up in Boston, I guess. And I guess this young man, his family's from down in Westchester, which is down south of us. Either way, there's a lot of driving for my brother Dave. For him to show up there, it was quite the surprise for me. But anyway, he was on the radio as well and had reviewed the book. It meant a lot, to have those comments. It was a huge, huge sense of satisfaction for me. I say all this, if it's something that you want to do, guess what? You got to get started. And I think that the biggest thing, having written, this many books at this point, published four of them, it's kind of easy to get started writing, and I don't know if this is for everybody. I'm sure it's not, but I know for me, at some point I get lost in the book. At some point I step back and say, what the heck is this book about? And I don't know. And that's where even like the Google Doc thing, where you can, it acts as a living swipe file, because you can just add a heading in there and then you've got it in. You can move that around really easy. And anyway, I'm a big fan of the Google Docs for that reason. And then I use Notion AI. We use Notion Digital Notebook here. And it's a great tool, to AI built into that. If you have a business, if you're creative, if you do anything, Notion with the AI, highly recommend. Let me give you a great example of what you could do. You're in business. Customer is unhappy. The delivery came late. We've done everything we can do. We're willing to give them a credit on the next order, bullet points. And you could dictate that. You just tell AI, hey, and the AI, it's really, you just got to talk to it and explain to it what you want. So you say, AI, you're the manager of a company and you want to preserve the relationship with this very important customer. Please write a very sensitive blah, blah, blah email and describe it how you want it there. And the AI will write you up an email there. Now you got to read it and check it. I mean, you're going to send it as the AI wrote it. You're taking a risk there just as much as you would if you had a person do it for you. You got to read it and check it and make adjustments. Like, it'll do goofy things that I would say, greetings or something. Like, I don't talk like that. So I take that stuff out. And it gets it like 80, 90% for me. You say you don't like that. I love it. So the same with self-driving cars. I'm like, if that car can safely get me from A to B, I'll take the ride. But anyway, that was the process of writing the book and the whole story there. Of getting that to happen and getting it out to the publisher. I used a company called Book Baby out of New Jersey, and they were phenomenal. It's so much trouble getting the cover design done, and it created some problems on their end, but they were really fantastic. And all the books I've done, I've published with Book Baby, and they've just been over the top every time. The quality of the editors, the formatting, everything I've been very happy with. This is the first time I used them for the book cover design, and I ran them through the ringer on it. So God bless Book Baby, right? But like I said, it's my fourth book. This one unique to me in terms of it being my personal story and this experience that I had in the Marine Corps. But the other books that I've written, I wanted to mention as well. I think the book about Kopchi, anybody who's a proud American and proud of our American military, I think that you'd enjoy reading it. It would inspire you really well. And I address a lot of big things in that book if you're interested. The weapons of mass destruction, what happened to them, where did they go, PTSD and suicide I talk about in there, the legacy of the Marine Corps. And I tell the inside story of how we got over there and whatnot, which many people don't know. And, of course, the true story of what happened at Kopchi, and it's not what you think. It's not what you think at all. And I think it's a great story. But then the book, I'll go in a reverse order, that I wrote before that was the book Be the Lion, The Secret to Massive Achievement. And a lot, and it's not all lessons from the Marine Corps, but quite a few of them I have are, you know, so much that I learned and grew in the Marine Corps. The swim story is probably my favorite, learning to swim in the Marine Corps. And that story, too, I think you'd be inspired by. I don't think just for young men, but the book Be the Lion, especially for young men, I think is a really great read. Developing good, solid habits and building a foundation for the future. I think it's a great book for all that. The first book that I wrote was Common Sense by Thomas Paine in Modern English. And I'm going to tell you, if you want to read Common Sense, it's the best way to read it. You have such an easier time. And I worked very hard to preserve the original meaning. And there's a Kirkus review, and they kind of hit, not much of a change. Well, I didn't change things that didn't need to be changed. It wasn't a change for the sake of change. As I was reading it for my own general interest for this podcast, I loved it. And as I was getting into it, I was having trouble understanding it. I don't read old English. The words we don't use, ways of talking, a prose, I guess you'd say, that we don't use anymore. And it was very confusing. So I started making notes because I really wanted to understand what he was saying. And as I did that, I said, you know, somebody has to have done this already, has to exist out there. And I couldn't find it. And so I kept going. And I said, you know, I bet you the audience will be interested in this. And anyway, lo and behold, we published the book. That was my first book there, Common Sense in Modern English. It sold very, very well, continues to sell very well. And those are the three in print. When I wrote my first book, Common Sense in Modern English, after I wrote it, people in the audience were saying, you know, what is common sense anyway? And, of course, I turned to the Oracle of Google, and you just get some basic, sound thinking in general terms or something like that. Oh, gee, that's helpful to a world that seems to be lacking in common sense. Well, I wrote a book on it, Common Sense, How to Get It Even If You Don't Know What It Is, and explains what common sense is. And all more philosophical, if you will. So you got political, philosophical, motivational, historical. Pretty well-rounded author, wouldn't you say? I'm pretty proud of all that. Why do I bring it all up? I need to sell some doggone books. I hope you check it out. I'll put the link in the show notes. They make great gifts. I haven't recorded Victory Over Chaos yet, but the others are available on Audible. And I would appreciate your support purchasing some of the books. I know it's a little early. We got Father's Day coming up, and you got Christmas. These books make great gifts, and I hope you'll consider putting it on your list. And the audience has been great supporting the books in the past, and particularly at this time, I could definitely use that support, and I'm about to win-win, so I don't like to walk around with a handout, but there are costs associated with doing all this, and I'm hoping to take it to the next step. So here we are. Here we are, author Chris. Asking you to take a look at my books, and I hope you will. And I hope you enjoyed the story a little bit. It's been a grind, you know, writing these books, up late at night, and a lot of money at self-publishing. You know, there's an expense to it. And if you can't do that by the very inexpensive to publish digitally, you can publish directly through Amazon Kindle Direct. I don't know how to do any of that. It's too complicated. I need more of a push button setup. So I pay. And a lot of people do too. And there's other good publishers out there, but Book Baby in particular, I found to be fantastic. And it's been a worthy journey. You know, when I step back and I look at the three books in my hand, I say, man, there's something to this. And more to come, God willing. All right, we'll be back in a little bit with the regularly scheduled podcast two for you today. It's like, value-added bonus or something. Podcast, that's all. All right, I'll see you back in a little bit. Hope to see you there.